on this Monday afternoon, the 7th day of January 2014. We're joined to take a look at the commodity markets by Kurt Kimmel. He's with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. Good afternoon to you, Kurt. Thanks for being with us.
Good afternoon, Todd. Always a pleasure.
Well, a couple of things to begin with. For those who are wanting to know, are we having the Corn and Soybean Classic Series tomorrow? It was canceled once, and the answer is yes. It was rescheduled to tomorrow. We will be doing the Corn and Soybean Classic, and unless something changes drastically in the weather, I doubt that it should between now and then, despite the great cold, we will be starting at 8:30 a.m. in the morning. And for those folks who didn't make it to one of the previous ones but were registered, go ahead and show up. If you weren't registered, go ahead and show up. We'll have probably some places for a few walk-ins, too. That's at the iHotel. And, Kurt, our all-day ag outlook is up and running, and sales of tickets are underway. So you can call 217-333-7300 to reserve your ticket for the Beef House over in Covington, Indiana. That should be a great one, too. Looking forward to having you and Pete Manhart and a whole bunch of other folks over there.
Unbelievable. It's that time of year again, but it's always an event to go to, and it's always real informative. It's real worth the trip.
Absolutely. $30, and you can come and see Pete and Kurt and most of the rest of, almost all of our analysts for the day at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. Call 217-333-7300. And Kurt, you all get a hat this year. That's brand new. It's our 25th anniversary. Kind of neat, huh?
Boy, that's worth the whole trip right there.
Yeah, just keep saying that to yourself. Actually, I've seen the hats. They're really nice. It's a really nice hat. So those who want to come, they can dial in now if they want. Folks are ready to take the phone calls. Have your major credit card to go. Speaking of major credit cards, soybeans continue to be on a blistering pace for export. Will they slow down at all, do you think?
Well, we feel so. We saw shipments fairly strong. We shipped out 73 million bushels. We're just a little over 1.1 billion bushels shipped out. We've shipped out about 75% of the USDA goal up there at about 1495. So, you know, it's fairly active. As long as we keep shipping them out, hopefully we won't run into a situation like corn. You get it over there, all of a sudden something's wrong with it, because politically they probably had enough to work with, so they want a new home. But overall, we feel we're on pace. We're going to reach that goal. I don't know if we're going to go much above it, because we will see a shift from the northern hemisphere to the southern hemisphere as we move more into February. Boats already lined up in the southern hemisphere. Transportation right now is the goal to move beans, secure supplies in the southern hemisphere, move it to Asia. If we do see a pickup in business, it'd be more of some type of delay or hoarding concerns where Argentina, Brazil wants to hang on to the beans. But it'd be later on in the marketing year, midsummer, where I think maybe some prices could come back our way. But that's a long ways away. But in the meantime, the trade is waiting for some cancellations. We've not seen them yet. We did see some new crop sales of beans that are known, 183,000 tons. That's 2014 production. And I think China's, or Asia in general is in a situation where they're pretty shrewd marketers and they want to take advantage of wide basis levels. So they're early buyers. And whenever the basis gets strong, they want to have their purchases booked or in order or in line so they don't have to chase the market. So I think we're pretty well done for right now. Just hopefully we won't see big cancellations come at us in the near term here, Todd.
Well, most producers will have sold most of their beans by now, but there are some that still have soybeans from the harvest that are available to sell. Should they protect the downside risk in this market for old crop?
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. Get a price floor here, especially watch the lows we made here. Just recently, if we go much below that, that's really going to turn the chart picture negative. What we're more in favor of is going ahead and cash them in, get your money, and replace ownership on paper with a call option, for say. That way, if the market takes off, you're on board. If not, you can be out, 25, 30 cents or whatever type of strategy you use. Because if we see a sustainable up move in the bean complex, it would be speculatively driven. And we would expect the board would gain on the cash market, and you could lose some improvement in basis here. So we feel the advantage would be on paper, and that would be a spot to be here to play catch up or have ownership to gather some extra income to add to that bottom line, Todd.
Now, corn has been to the upside since the very first of the year. That first week, it made a low, what, in the nearby contract, the March, that is, but around 406 and a quarter. Anything here that we need to be wary of at this time?
Oh, we got a yearly reversal to the upside. We got a monthly reversal to the upside going here. Technician here kind of used it. We recorded a cyclical low here that first full week of January, and we're ready to roll here. We just need to convince everyone else. We're just sort of caught in a sideways trading pattern here. Decent demand underneath the market. Saw an unknown buyer by 119,000 tons of corn. So it seems like we've got some dips in here that buyers are willing to get a little bit more coverage on. Basis on corn remains fairly strong, especially during these cold spurts, per se. Thing about corn, if you look at a price chart, we've just virtually been sideways in the same pattern ever since the first part of November. It's really been kind of a hedger's dream because the cash is held in there fairly well, while the futures just kind of drug its feet here, Todd.
So you talked about the tax. They usually lead the market but don't tell you what the fundamentals behind it might be. What's out there that would lead this market higher? Because that would be the opposite of what most are thinking.
Well, that's the thing. There's a lot of guys sold all their, most of the beans and hanging on the corn. There's a lot of corn, will be corn for sale, for say. I don't foresee a big up and through here. But commodity funds are big shorts in the marketplace. Today we saw unwinding of the spread. They kind of sold the beans and bought back short corn positions. Stays cold. I think feed demand will rise. There's talk that maybe test weights were weaker and that we don't have the crop that we had out here earlier this fall that they expected. Then above all, the dryness in the West. We still got issues where, not a whole lot of moisture out there. Irrigation-wise, there's guys that's not going to have the water rights to work with. So there's several things that could give the market, a little bit of a pop here as we move into the spring. But I don't know if I'd bet on a big rally here unless the dry weather moves to the east here.
Hey, thanks so much.
Take care, Todd.
You too. Kurt Kimmel is with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. He joins us here on this Monday afternoon to take a look at the commodity markets.